I will find you, Drow.
The dark elf's eyes popped open wide, and he quickly attuned his keen senses to his physical surroundings. The voice remained clear in his mind, invading his moment of quiet reverie. He knew the voice, for with it came an image of catastrophe all too clear in his memories from perhaps a decade and a half before. He adjusted his eye patch and ran a hand over his bald head, trying to make sense of it. It couldn't be. The dragon had been destroyed, and nothing, not even a great red worm like Hephaestus, could have survived the intensity of the blasts when Kren Shinnabon had released its power. Or even if the beast had somehow lived, why hadn't it arisen then and there, where its enemies would have been helpless before it? No, Jarlaxle was certain that Hephaestus had been destroyed. But he hadn't dreamed the intrusion into his reverie. Of that, too, Jarlaxle was certain.
I will find you, Drow.
It had been Hephaestus. The telepathic impartation into Jarlaxle's reverie had brought the image of the great dragon to him clearly. He could not have mistaken the weight of that voice. It had startled him from his meditation, and he had instinctively retreated from it and forced himself back into the present, to his physical surroundings. He regretted that almost immediately, and calmed long enough to hear the contented snoring of his dwarf companion, to ensure that all around him was secure. Then he closed his eyes once more and turned his thoughts inward to a place of meditation and solitude. Except he was not alone. Hephaestus was there, waiting for him. He envisioned the dragon's eyes, twin flickers of angry flame. He could feel the beast's rage, simmering and promising revenge. A contented growl rumbled through Jarlaxle's thoughts, the smirk of the predator when the prey was at hand. The dragon had found him telepathically, but did that mean it knew where he was physically? A moment of panic swept through Jarlaxle, a moment of confusion. He reached up and touched his eye patch, wearing it that day over his left eye. Its magic should have stopped Hephaestus' intrusion, should have shielded Jarlaxle from all scrying or unwanted telepathic contact. But he was not imagining it. Hephaestus was with him.
I will find you, Drow,
the dragon assured him once more. Will find him, so therefore had not yet found him. Jarlaxle threw up his defenses, refusing to consider his current whereabouts, in the recognition of why Hephaestus kept repeating his declaration. The dragon wanted him to consider his position, so the beast could telepathically take the knowledge of his whereabouts from him. He filled his thoughts with images of the city of Luskan, of Kalimport, of the Underdark. Jarlaxle's principal lieutenant in his powerful mercenary band was an accomplished psionicist, and had taught Jarlaxle much in the ways of mental trickery and defense. Jarlaxle brought every bit of that knowledge to bear. Hephaestus's psionically imparted growl, turning from satisfaction to frustration, was met by Jarlaxle's chuckle.
You cannot elude me, the dragon insisted.
Aren't you dead?
I will find you, Drow.
Then I will kill you again. Jarlaxle's matter-of-fact, casual response elicited a great rage from the beast, as the drow had hoped, and with that emotion came a momentary loss of control by the dragon, which was all Jarlaxle needed. He met that rage with a wall of denial, forcing Hephaestus from his thoughts. He shifted the eye patch to his right eye, his touch awakening the item, bringing forth its shielding power more acutely. That was the way with many of his magical trinkets of late. Something was happening to the wider world, to Mistra's weave. Kimuriel had warned him to beware the use of magic, for reports of disastrous results from even simple castings had become all too commonplace. The eye patch did its job, though, and combined with Jarlaxle's clever tricks and practiced defenses, Hephaestus was thrown far from the drow's subconscious.